Do you run long distances and you train for them and then finally it's the event and suddenly you realize you're exhausted? Or perhaps you feel the need to take too many walk breaks every couple of miles. Now, what's happening here? You trained for this event and now you're feeling tired. Does that mean you should have worked hard on your cardio? Really? Hang on. Let's dive into this.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, Heiko is my name. Welcome to the Advanced Endurance Coaching Podcast. This show is all about you, how and where you can, should, could, would improve your self-awareness, your self-worth, and your self-confidence as a runner. You know, I really want to appeal to you on this show. By the way, season 4, 40th episode, every week, ads free, get straight to the point. I grab the mic, well, the iPhone, and I rip it. And these are topics which I know they will touch you. It's running is such an important opportunity we have in life. And so it's too short to just go on a couple of runs. You know, before you know it, you're going to be older and running is going to be a thing of the past and somebody's going to throw away your medals. That's a really depressing thought. Getting up and walking to the kitchen or to the bathroom, that's going to require major planning and major effort. And that's why join me on this show just for the next 15, maybe 18, 19 minutes. Let's see how it goes. Where we're really going to address the topics that matter to you. And no, they're not the newest running shoes of 2023, 2024, or the shoes that Eliud Kipchoge wore. What a fantastic athlete, really. Oh, by the way, today I want to give a big shout out to my man, Matthias, who completed the 100K in Andorra. Fantastic. Oh, I can't believe he made those hills up and down. I mean, just looking at that route profile, I was getting tired. I take my hat off to all the runners who completed that. Fantastic. Hey, but back to today's show. Whether you're not so experienced in longer distances, you know, maybe you're just starting longer distances, or you're already feeling confident to do long runs and you're wondering, why am I suddenly feeling tired? Or why am I feeling completely shattered after my run? And believe it or not, it has happened to me at the start of a ultra that within the first 10 kilometers, I thought, I'm not going to make it. I am not going to make this race, no matter how positive I'm going to be, because I am feeling absolutely tired. Just running, putting one foot in front of the next, took so much of a mental effort. And of course, to make a long story short, pushing those thoughts away and replacing them and then continuing your run, at the end of the day, I did make it. But you know, what is it about feeling tired? Or what is that running fatigue? What is the cause of running fatigue? And what should you do if you're an exhausted runner? You know, you need to take a break from running. So first question is, you know, why are you feeling tired? You know, feeling tired after running can be that you had a really good training session. So we've got to be a little bit specific here. We can't just generalize. But if the fatigue doesn't go away once you're in a relaxed position, you're on that sofa, you're on that garden chair and you're really relaxed, but that tiredness feeling or a few hours after your workout, it gets worse. And tomorrow morning you have another workout planned and you're already dreading it because next morning you're not feeling so well. You're feeling not rested. And that can be a sign that you really should look at your training, at your nutrition. You need to really scrutinize everything about your health because it might be running fatigue. Imagine, you're not just tired after running, but you're actually drained. And you ask yourself, well, where's this draining feeling come from? Why am I so exhausted? And basically that running fatigue is essentially, it refers to a physical exhaustion, a sluggishness, having low energy, and or sleepiness during or after running. Yes, sleepiness during running. That ultra that I started, it starts at 5:30 in the morning. And you just start off straight away, it goes into the hills. And I was feeling so tired, so sleepy. Exhausted runners, they recount that their running fatigue It began as a tired feeling and it got more and more intense over the next workout. So while initially this fatigue goes away again, maybe you have a walk break or you have a great energy gel or, you know, you're a fuel or even you have a good night's sleep. But what happens is if you start to feel chronically sluggish and fatigued without any improvement, there's no new energy being coming out of you. So that is definitely a running fatigue, and that will not only affect your running performance because obviously you're tired, but it's also going to impact your energy, your strength, your speed, your whole power and your stamina. And what's going to happen is it will spill over into other aspects of your life, your work life, your family life, your appetite, your sleep, your mood. Now, the most common causes of the running fatigue is overtraining. Yes, if you're in hero mode, you know, when it comes to feeling exhausted, that training load, that big number of workouts that you have planned, that is the one that's going to be most probably causing you issues. And usually it's that overtraining when you're coming back from an injury and you want to add on some couple of miles. You want to increase the intensity quicker. You want to make up for the lost time. Or you don't take enough rest and recovery during and after your run. So that overtraining syndrome is when there are physical and mental symptoms. The low energy, the appetite changes, the difficulty in sleeping. And what happens is it reduces your ability to perform. So rather than overtraining, the syndrome occurs when the volume and intensity of your training is more than your body can handle in relation to other things that you got going. You're not a pro runner, are you? I mean, come on. Yeah. So you also need time and energy for other things. For example, you might be able to handle more mileage and more intense speed workout without suffering overtraining syndromes when you have the proper recovery in place, when you've slept enough and you had a great nutritional plan. But sometimes it doesn't work like that. Sometimes there's a work schedule, a travel schedule, so you don't get enough nutrition as you should. Then you don't get enough sleep, but you're not changing your training plan. That's when you are going to be overtraining. Of course, yes, I hear that a lot. Oh, low iron. Oh, especially, gee, Heiko, you don't eat meat? Really? How do you get your proteins? So, that, of course, it's another common cause of running fatigue or low energy while running is anemia or low iron levels, what it's called. That's the iron deficiency, and that's very common in people, you know, like me, veggies, vegans, vegetarians, runners that use plant-based diets. But plant-based diets is lacking or is devoid of the hem iron. That's the more absorbable form of dietary ironing, which is found in animal protein. Vegans, vegetarians who eat plant-based foods, for example, you know, some spinach or some lentils, I do get my iron in this diet, but this iron is non-hem iron, which is it's not absorbed so great by the body, more poorly. And as a result, the runner who doesn't eat meat, there can be a risk of an iron deficiency anemia. But usually, you don't just suddenly from one day to the next become a vegetarian, then a vegan. You need to follow advice. You need to take nutritional advice, and then you're going to compensate for it. So it's important to note that plant-based diets, they are completely healthy for runners. And they don't lead to an iron deficiency. It is one of those, what's it called, urban myths. But listen, there are plenty of studies that are proving, that are supporting this, what I just told you. You get enough nutrients, an adequate amount to support your running. And you don't need studies to prove it. Just think of Scott Jurek, for example. His great accomplishments, and I mean, fantastic. That's why long-distance runners usually are prone to low iron because it's something called foot strike hemolysis. I wrote it down here, but I can't read my own handwriting. Hemolysis, it's a Y, that's right. And that refers to the damage, the red blood cells, which carry the iron, from the impact of landing on your feet with each running step. So the combination of anemia and low iron in runners might cause sluggishness or the shortness of breath or the fatigue or even dizziness. And the runners with anemia, they usually have low hemoglobin. That's why if You have an iron deficiency, you will have low ferritin and higher total iron binding capacity levels. So the ferritin is a measure of your stored iron. That means the low ferritin means your iron reserves are lacking. So when your total iron binding capacity is high, you have extra availability to bind more iron. Again, meaning you don't have a lot of iron trying to bind to hemoglobin molecules. And there's some rule about that, 40 ng/mL for male runners. But you can look that up, because what I would recommend is you need to go to a dietitian. You need to go to a sports approved dietitian who can really guide you in this topic, because the foods you eat provide the calories and nutrition your body needs. So depending on what you eat, you can expect to perform fantastic. If you're not consuming enough calories, your body won't have the energy it needs to run well. You're not going to recover from the workouts, and you're going to be able to maintain that fitness levels. That's why the runners, those that don't eat enough carbohydrates or protein, that might be a big reason for chronic fatigue. And there's two parts in this. The carbohydrates, they provide energy for that vigorous exercise. And the protein is necessary to rebuild and repair cells and tissues after your long run. So as we know, after a long run, your glycogen stores, they are empty. And if you haven't taken enough carbohydrates during your run, as well as not replacing the stores by refueling, again, with carbohydrates after your run, your body's not going to have enough fuel for the energy production. That means you're going to go to the next workout and your tanks are still not going to be fully loaded or filled up. And this is by the American College of Sports Medicine, by the way. You know, they recommend 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour during endurance exercise. That's a statement. That's a number that I have in my head that I remember. And you should not skip the importance of water, fluid, because that's going to cause acute and chronic fatigue in runners. You know, you should aim to consume around, some people say 4 liters of water, 2 liters of water, 64 ounces of water per day, you know, but enough that your urine is basically pale, palish, yellowish. Another important one, inadequate sleep, 7 to 9 hours, deep sleep, good sleep, fantastic sleep. That's going to help that you don't feel sluggish. That's going to eliminate that fatigue and take away general exhaustion. You know this. You don't even need to go running. If you're just exhausted from the day, going to work, traveling, doing whatever you need to do, and you lay down and you're like, drop off into this deep sleep, the next morning you feel fantastic. Same for runners. Don't think you need to Google some newest technique or some newest thing that's from Amazon that you didn't even know existed 5 minutes back and now you need it. No, get enough sleep. Of course, there are medical conditions, several medical conditions that can lead to chronic fatigue. Now, it might be that you have chronic fatigue syndrome. It might be diabetes or insulin resistance or the Epstein-Barr virus, herpes virus. Everything depends on what's currently going on. So when you have acute fatigue after a speed workout, a long run, intense workout, you should always focus on that recovery. And the recovery actually starts, believe it or not, with a cool down. Don't just finish that sprint session. Go for a cool down. Go for another 3-4 laps around the stadium just to really relax, to cool the body down, get the heart rate down, get the breathing rate down. Mentally get out of your training state and then stretch after the workout. And within the next 30 minutes, try and refuel already. Have a carbohydrate protein ratio of 3-1. And then get that deep sleep. What's that going to do? That's the whole package. That's the whole deal. That's what's to it. And perhaps as you're listening to this, you're realizing when there was a time when you felt exhausted, it was because you were lacking one of these things. Now, of course, if you're doing all these things even more and even better and you still feel tired, simple, take a rest day. Don't go running. You know, maybe you're dealing more than just chronic running fatigue. You know, if it is chronic running fatigue, you need to take a month off maybe running, or at least the next couple of weeks, no vigorous exercise. Maybe do this during fall or in the depth of winter where you're going to say, this is it. I'm putting the shoes aside. I'm really going to wait until this running fatigue, which has been very persistent and get rid of it. I'm going to consult a healthcare provider. I'm going to do further testing. I'm going to check everything, and I'm really going to settle down and let my body heal. Now, if all of this still doesn't convince you and you're still like, no, I still want to go for a run. I still want to go. Even though I'm tired, I still want to go for a run. Okay, go for your run. Just remember four things. Consume carbohydrate-rich meals prior to your run. Why? It's going to counteract the glycogen depletion that happens whilst you're running. Glycogen is stored carbohydrates, the body's main fuel source during a run. So you don't start in a depleted state. That's one. Okay? Superhero, if you want to go run even though you're feeling tired. Number two, stay hydrated. That is one of the, according to the Journal of Sports and Health Science, they found out that dehydration can lead to significant reduction in physical performance. So it's not rocket science. It's being hydrated. That's the second point. So during and after your run, pay attention to replenishing those electrolyte levels. Number three, control your breathing. As your heart rate increases, so does your breathing rate. But fast, shallow breaths, they're going to cause the body to offload more carbon dioxide. And this, again, makes it harder to oxygenate your cells. So as a result, you might get a cramp, a side stitch. And then you start to feel exhausted. So control your breathing. And the fourth one, big drum roll here for the last one, warm up. Avoid running without warming up first. You know, doing some dynamic stretches. Number one, it looks cool. Doing some low intensity aerobic exercise, 15 minutes. People are going to think like, wow, look at him, look at her. This is great. You know, and it's great for warming up your muscles. You know, do each warm up with importance. Okay? There you go. Four simple things. If you're feeling tired and you still want to go for a run, carbo load, stay hydrated, control your breathing, and do that warm up. And I want to leave something with a fantastic verse here from the Bible, Galatians 6 verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Ha! Great news right there. Hey, thanks for joining us on today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.